The International English Bible, New Testament. This is a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was deity. He was with God in the beginning. Through him everything was made. Without him, nothing which has happened would have happened. He was the source of life. That life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness can never put it out. There was a man named John. He had been sent from God. This man came to give proof about the light, so that through him everyone would believe. John was not the light. He came to tell the truth about the light. The true light was coming into the world. He gives light to every person. He was in the world. Through him the world was made, but the people of the world did not acknowledge him. He came to what belonged to him, but his own people would not accept him. But he gave the right to become God's children to those who did accept him, to those who believe in his name. They were born, not in a human way, from the human natural desire of men, but born of God. The Word became human and lived among us for a while. We saw his glory, the kind of glory like that of the Father's one and only Son, full of gracious love and truth. John was telling the truth about him. John cried out, "This is the man I talked about. The one who is coming behind me has been ahead of me, because he was alive before I was." We have all received one blessing after another from the fullness of his gracious love. Though the law was given through Moses, gracious love and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, who is in the arms of the Father, he unfolded the story. The Jewish leaders from Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to ask John this question, "Who are you?" This is the proof that John gave. John did not refuse to answer. He spoke freely. He clearly said, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Who are you? Are you Elijah?" John said, "No, I am not Elijah." They asked, "Are you the prophet?" John answered, "No." Then they asked him, "Who are you? We must give an answer to the men who sent us here. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am a voice shouting in the desert, 'Prepare the Lord's road,' just as Isaiah the prophet said." They had been sent from the Pharisee group. They asked John, "Since you are not the Messiah, Elijah, or the prophet, why are you immersing people?" John answered them, "Yes, I immerse people in water, but there is another one among you whom you don't know about. He is coming later. I am not worthy to untie his shoelace." This happened in the town of Bethany, the one across the Jordan River. John was immersing people there. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. John said, "Look, God's Lamb who will take away the world's sin. This is the one I was talking about. The one who was coming behind me has been ahead of me, because he was alive before I was. I didn't know him. Why did I come immersing people in water? To show him to the people of Israel." This is the proof that John gave. "I saw the Spirit coming down like a dove from the sky, hovering above him. I didn't know him, but the one who sent me to immerse people in water said to me, 'If you see the Spirit coming down and staying upon someone, this is the one who immerses in the Holy Spirit.' I have seen it. I am telling the truth. He is the Son of God." Again, on the next day, John stood there with two of his followers. He looked at Jesus walking by. John said, "Look, God's Lamb." When the two followers heard John say this, they followed Jesus. Jesus turned around and saw them following him. He said to them, "What are you looking for?" They asked him, "Where do you live, Rabbi?" This word means teacher. Jesus said to them, "Come and see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying. They spent the rest of the day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two men who heard John and followed Jesus. The first thing that Andrew did was to find his own brother, Simon. Andrew said to him, "We have found the Messiah." This word means Christ. Then Andrew led Peter to Jesus. When Jesus looked at Peter, Jesus said, "You are Simon, John's son. You will be called Cephas." Translated into Greek, this name means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for the land of Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the same town where Andrew and Peter lived. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the law. The prophets wrote about him too. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph, from the village of Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Out of Nazareth? Is it possible for anything good to come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see for yourself." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him. Jesus said this about Nathanael, "Look, here is a real man of Israel. There's nothing false about him." Nathanael asked Jesus, "From where do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you to come here, I saw you under that fig tree." And Nathanael answered Jesus, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of the people of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under that fig tree? You will see even greater things than this. I am telling you the truth. You will all see heaven open and God's angels coming down and going up from me."